Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Engel for Dictating Endoscopy Report. On patient Robert Conception, date of birth 8/14/1971, date of procedure is April 25th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Engel for Duo. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is history of GIM, comma bloating, comma history of gastric ulcer, comma personal history of colon polyps. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated as per anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care, well lubricated limpus video colonoscope. A video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus, commands direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach tree junction, esophagus, retroflex is obtained at the cardia. Period air reception from the stomach before dural scope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. A period of digital rectal exam was performed. A well lubricated limpus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of appendiceal or ileocecal valve and complex of pulse period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum period. Retroflex was obtained of the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 5, 1-2, comma port suboptimal prep period. Overall, this was a technically difficult colonoscopy due to airway difficulties and significant spasming, as well as poor insufflation with abdominal breathing period. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications and was discharged in stable condition. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. In the posterior oropharynx, there was noted to be a nodule, which was previously seen on the prior endoscopy in 2022 as well. Next line. There was a proximal the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was mildly irregular at 46 centimeters from bite block with evidence of LA grade B ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, there was evidence of 2 to 3 columns of small esophageal varices noted that did flatten with insufflation. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Colon biopsies were obtained in the anterior and body for histology separately, given a history of GIM and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was evidence of duodenal bulb erythema and nodularity. This was biopsied separately for histology. Next line, duodenum otherwise appeared unremarkable to D2. Colon biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, the major papilla appeared unremarkable. Next line, at colonoscopy, Next line, there was a poor to suboptimal prep noted with significant airway difficulties during the procedure, and making this a very technically difficult colonoscopy with spasming, abdominal breathing. Next line, there was a diminutive descending colon cyst polyp and multiple biopsy colectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon cyst polyp and multiple biopsy colectomy. Next line, there was evidence of hypertrophied anal papillae noted on retroflexion. One was biopsied as this appeared slightly larger than the rest for further evaluation. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhage noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. And small, next line. There was an external nodule noted at the anal canal. Next line, planned follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, again, recommend ENT evaluation for the posterior pharyngeal nodule noted on this exam and on prior exam in 2022. Next line. Recommend PPI be taken daily, 30 minutes before breakfast for 8 weeks. Next line, given LA grade B esophagitis and esophageal varices, would recommend repeat. Sorry, delete that. Given LA grade B ulcerative esophagitis, would recommend repeat EGD in 3 months for reevaluation. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months to 1 year, given the port to suboptimal prep will need 2-day preparation for the next exam, and after discussion with anesthesia, recommendation was given to perform the colonoscopy in the hospital. Next line, we'll refer to colorectal surgery on follow-up for further evaluation of external anal nodule. Next line, follow-up in office is previously scheduled.